USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control will soon update Americans on the best type of masks to wear, as many experts say cloth and surgical masks don't provide nearly as much protection as N95 face coverings. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky explains where her agency stands right now.
Any mask is better than no mask, and we do encourage all Americans to wear a well-fitting mask to protect themselves and prevent the spread of COVID-19.
The CDC also saying there could be more than 62,000 deaths from the coronavirus over the next month. Johns Hopkins University saying the virus has killed more than 840,000 so far. Lawmakers paying tribute to late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid as he lies in state at the Capitol on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to the special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
Senate Democrats are trying to adjust the Senate filibuster to pass election reform legislation. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson points out Democrats were supporting the filibuster when the GOP controlled Congress and the White House.
32 Democrats at the beginning of the Trump administration signed a letter that said, you know, imploring Republicans, boy, don't eliminate the filibuster, the unlimited debate. Don't destroy our institution here. 32, 27 of those Senate Democrats are still in the Senate. And now what are they asking to do? They're asking to destroy the Senate.
Democrats argue that election reform laws passed by GOP-controlled states like Georgia and Florida make it harder for Americans to vote, particularly members of racial minority groups. AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is at $3.37 a gallon, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
After a four-year wait, Sarah Palin's libel case against the New York Times will move forward.
A U.S. District Court judge announced Tuesday the libel case brought by the former Republican vice presidential candidate will see jury selection start January 24th. Palin has alleged the Times' 2017 editorial linking one of her political action committee ads to the 2011 mass shooting that wounded then Representative Gabby Giffords violated the law and its own policy. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A picture of Pope Francis leaving an Italian record store is going viral. A news agency in Rome tweeting a picture on Tuesday of the Pope exiting Stereobound. The store was recently renovated and the Pope visited to bless the business. Two broadcast providers are once again in talks of a merger despite past antitrust concerns.
DirecTV and Dish Network are once again in talks to merge after years of on-again, off-again attempts and multiple concerns from federal antitrust officials. The satellite TV giants attempted a merger nearly two decades ago, but the Federal Communications Commission and the Justice Department's Antitrust Division blocked it. However, insiders are optimistic, saying the market strength of both TV providers has waned since it was last discussed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.